going to be different. Not going to be the same as it was last year. It's going to be better. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. The enemy is defeated, not you. I said the enemy is defeated, not you.
Come on.
The enemy is defeated, not you.
Come on.
You're the blood bought. You're the sanctified. You're the Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized believer. The greater one is on the inside of you.
Come on, come on, come on.
Because of that, you can thank God because we're more than conquerors. Ah. More than a conqueror. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
You won the victory and brought the prize home to me. And I lift your name up because I share in your victory. I rejoice in the enemy's defeat. Ah, oh God. He's too wonderful to not praise him. He's too awesome to not give him glory. He's too marvelous to not be at awe and fear him. Hallelujah. I wish we knew this song. I know it in my heart. But it goes like this. I'm not going to even sing it at the beat. Oh, maybe I might. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me. Look at here. I done started a fire. I can't. All day. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance. Don't try it. Don't try it. Don't try it. Oh, that's one of those songs that goes back. That'll rock any house that's been rocked by the rock himself, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. I can shout, 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 shout all day. Well, they sang it and said all night because they danced into the night. And this generation can't handle that. It's too much for them. It's too much churchiosity. We're in the fast food, we're in the fast church age. Drive-by church. Give me the sermon as I pass by the window. Catch me on the go. I'm too busy. Got too many things going on. No wonder we're in the mess that we're in. But it's the new year. It's a dawning of a new day. And we are still new creations in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, created for the new. Last week, and that word is still going to stay with us for a season, I believe. My pastor, Pastor Rod, coined this phrase. I believe he coined it. He says, the atmosphere of expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles. If we want to see miracles,
We have to have some expectancy. Fill this atmosphere with expectancy. Last week, God said expectancy is the word. It's for the entire body, but he even addressed those who are believing God to have a child. And shared about the women of old, Sarah, Manoah's wife, and then Hannah. I say Manoah's wife because the scripture didn't mention her name. Samson's mother. She was barren. And the angel of the Lord came and visited her, told her she was going to have a son. And so, y'all get ready to have some babies around here. Amen. Some natural babies and some spiritual babies.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm speaking to those that are married. Amen. I'm not speaking to those that are not married. You want to have babies? Get married. Amen. Get married first, then work on the kids. But it's not just for the physical man and woman coming together as husband and wife, but expectancy in the lives of the sons and daughters of the Most High God. You have enough word in you to impregnate a nation. As a matter of fact, nations are within our womb spiritually. Nations that are still yet to come. Because we are of Christ, then are we Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. God told Abraham within his loins was nations and kings. Same with Sarah, that she would give birth to nations and to kings. And because of Christ Jesus, we have within us nations. Until Jesus comes and wraps everything up, and 7 years of tribulation, 1,000-year millennial reign, and then the end comes with that great battle, where we'll all be on our white horses riding alongside Jesus, and he will destroy the devil once and for all. This world is not going to be given into the hands of wickedness. Go ahead and settle that in your heart. It don't matter what the news says. It doesn't matter what it looks like in society. God is not going to give this world over to the devil. Last time I read in my Bible, well, not the last time. That's a saying. Last time I read, but I read something else this morning, so let me be honest. But I have read in my word that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell in it. God says all the souls are mine. So, that being said, it's not going to be given over into the... The Antichrist is going to rule and reign in power for a short period of time. Satan is going to continue to go out, wreaking havoc on the nations for a short period of time. And even he knows that his time is short. So he's acting up. And, many of you have to realize that the adversary is out there just trying to wreak havoc. And just because you're a child of God don't mean he just, I'll leave them alone because they're a child of God. No, he's looking for you. He wants you more than he wants the ungodly. He already got them. He wants some trophies. Somebody that he can make a mockery of God with. So he seeks whom he can devour. And just like a roaring lion, because our king is the lion. The tribe of Judah. His roar and his bite is much fierce and worse than the bite of the enemy. So he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, and the lion always looks for the weak one. Always looks for the weak one in the pack. And when he finds that weak one, that's the one that he goes after. He tries to track them down and devour them. Just determine that 2014 is not going to be a year of weakness for you. Hallelujah. You're not going to be bait for the devil. Look at him and say, you can come on over here if you want to. You remember what my big brother did to you? All right. But anyways, with all that being said, expectancy. Believe in spite of what you've been through. Believe in spite of the setbacks, the letdowns, the disappointments, the discouragements, the frustrations. Believe, 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 believe. It's just, that's your DNA. Believe. Believe God with expectancy. Hallelujah. Because in the appointed time, it's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. Amen. Amen. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Time will try and set in, and people will try and set in, and they'll look at you like, it's been this long, you need to get, no, I ain't giving up. Giving up ain't in my DNA. It's not a part of me. Giving up is a form of doubt. It's a form of unbelief. It's a form of not trusting. So anyway, spoke the word of expectancy and all. And, praise God. So some of y'all expect. I don't think it was shortly after service. I forget. It might have been Monday night. No, it wasn't Monday night. It was Wednesday. No, it wasn't Wednesday. It was like after Monday night. As a matter of fact, it probably was Monday night. I'd have to look at my text to see. But Monday evening, Brother, whatchamacallit, his name is Brother Deontay, and Sister Maria are now expecting their first child. Jesus! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah!
Glory!
It was so, so funny because he texted me like the baby was already born. Praise the Lord, Pastor. My wife and I have a baby. It was something like that. And I'm like, she already had the baby? It was funny. Yeah, they've been there. But anyways, congratulate them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He went home after QLM. I know since some of them still suffering from the hangover from yesterday, so we're still. But he came to QLM on Monday night. Y'all sound like you. Oh, you want it like this. QLM.
You know.
Oh, all right. Now we know how to work this thing. At least we know how to work it. But no, after he left QLM, went on home and found out he's going to be a daddy.
Glory.
Praise God. All right. Praise God. So at the next meet and greet, if you see Sister Maria with 6 or 7 plates around her, you can understand why. But you believe and you expect from God. Amen? You believe. Let your heart be that spiritual womb that the seed of God's word can come and lodge and release the power of life within you, of expectancy, of the dream, the vision, the will of God being done. And then you become that caring steward, I'll call it that, because we got male and female in here, and men don't have natural babies, but we do give birth in the realm of the spirit. but that we would house that word and cover it till it's time of delivery. Amen?
Amen.
So 2014 is your year.